Whoa.
18.
Whoa, hey.
Yeah, 18 something. You can get it at this weird little Italian restaurant in downtown St. Paul.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Called, I forget what it's called.
I was hoping you'd say like Buca or something like that, just to.
It's
called Buca. Yeah, this obscure little Italian restaurant called Buca.
Buca de Beppo.
It is an olive garden.
Buca de Beppo.
Olive garden.
Family.
No, wait. You're getting close to a dangerous word there.
I know.
Pizza Hut.
Domino's.
A Little Caesars.
$5 hot and ready.
I swear they probably did that as a commercial already. Back in the 80s.
The 80s did love racist stereotypes.
It's true.
Who doesn't?
A Papa Murphy's.
Oh, there's got to be something better than that. Something cheaper and more terrible.
Tombstone Pizza.
It's not delivery, it's Jack's.
Oh, not even DiGiorno's, which is still not great.
I like how we all are doing like the Italian.
You need it.
You can't do the accent without the hands.
The Italian hand, yep.
Had I the opportunity, I would, you know, jump on turtles and go into tubes, but I can't do that right now.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
You gotta do the hand, or you gotta at least have the big mustache.
Right.
Or
I had a bit of a mustache this morning.
You did.
I trimmed it all down. Yeah, actually, I should have kept it. I had quite the beard this morning. It was about yay, probably an inch long, I would say.
Kind of building on Russian ancestry, like going for the long.
Yeah, if I was Russian, pillar. Maybe more like the German, Swede.
Oh, I thought you had like the hardy, like straight down.
Yeah, it was pretty much. It wasn't very wide. It was just kind of like boom.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. That's what I was going for. I'm not saying that. I'm not imposing Russian ancestry onto you.
The Russians.
I believe it's known as the Rasputin.
There it is.
Aha.
Duh.
Oh, yes. Okay. That immediately summons the correct facial hair to mind, doesn't it?
There it is.
In
John,
Mother Russia.
Can I get my watch? I know that something's going to happen. It's going to make noises. And
it's going to go voot, we're all going to be like,
oh
like
my
your
brain.
Tiny bottle of black velvet as well.
Yeah, you know what? Throughout the episode, I'm going to take swigs of this and see if I die by the end, we've learned a lesson. Imported black. Ugh.
Serve as a warning for the rest of us.
I feel like it's going to taste like homeless people and cigarettes.
I think that's their slogan.
Black the rich taste of homeless people and cigarettes.
Aged for 12 years in a homeless man's boot.
Which means plastic
bag.
No,
only three, remember?
That's right, sorry.
But it is a Canadian homeless person.
True.
So it's like really friendly boot.
Mm-hmm.
With toe sock for filtration.
Yep.
That he found in a dumpster.
And you can take to heart knowing well that the homeless man was all organic and fed purely on poutine. So.
adding only the finest extinguished Newport butts.
I was thinking Parliament.
Both good.
Because that way you could go, and then, make your black velvet.
Do you have more sophisticated
tastes? Oh, they spill it the wrong way, too.
You should try the French-Canadian homeless man version.
Oui.
Dropping the E.
They drop the E. It just looks wrong.
Canadian and Scotch whiskeys, both.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. It's still cracked, which means it should be fresh.
Okay.
Not as fresh as it's going to get.
Oh, God. It's turpentine. I'm pretty sure this is just turpentine.
In Canada, it serves two purposes. One, for drinking. Two, for keeping dead people in a, good state.
In a good polished state.
Yeah.
I need to polish my homeless person. Let me get some black velvet.
Preserving dead people, yes.
Stay young forever.
Yeah.
By dying early. Down the hatch. Oh, God, what's that? What's that other arm growing out of your shoulder? Oh.
It really does not taste good.
His beard's getting scragglier and his face is getting dirty.
I feel more homely.
Oh my god,
his clothes are getting torn.
Oh god, it burns too.
Suddenly you're wearing a denim tuxedo. Oh. What's going on?
Where did those three extra jackets come from?
Oh.
Is that a shopping cart?
It just does not taste, shopping cart. It does from? Not taste right.
It is doesn't it? Taste right, eh?
You know what it is?
Why are we in a shop in a cardboard box?
This is literally like drinking
box
velvet.
Of emotion.
it is literally velvet going down my throat. That is the worst.
Mm. Kind of prickly if you swallow it one way,
and incredibly dry,
and incredibly smooth if you.
Kind of dusty.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe part of a unicorn. Can't tell.
Huh.
But it's like a sickly Canadian unicorn.
Right.
The Canadian unicorns just aren't as good.
Yeah. Really malnourished and just not in good shape.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. 2 years out of its rehab program, not doing so hot.
Well, okay, I found the problem. It was under the supervision of the Canadian government.
Oh.
So that's why.
They have one of those?
I guess. Oh. They have a navy.
Really?
So I've heard.
Is it two guys in plaid in a rowboat, or...
I was guessing seven.
Canadian.
I shouldn't make fun of the Canadian. They'll probably come murder us all for this.
But they're too nice. No. It's going to be the Chinese that kill us first.
That podcast was the last straw.
They've made fun of black velvet. That's it.
The national drink, eh?
Send the Moose Brigade.
The Mounties. Ho!
Good thing their horses can't get up the stairs.
True.
So one day, my family had taken a trip up to Lutzen, Minnesota, which is just north of Duluth, just north of Du Harbors, if you know it, but not as far north as Ely. And my dad was on a running kick at the time and had opted to go for a run in the Lutzen Wilderness, along highways and roads and things like that, but still questionable. And after a while, he was being chased by a moose who just kind of joined in for the run, but could not stop. So, like, he had to run into town and duck into a shop to save himself.
I remember the story.
Can you legally hunt moose? Is that a thing?
Yes, but you have to use your bare hands.
Mm. And probably or
piano wire. Or piano wire.
Strangle it to death.
And I think you probably also have to be Sarah Palin and live in Alaska. Mm. And do it out of a helicopter.
I saw a pretty cool video of... He was either Scandinavian or Russian or one of those, you know, Northern European countries that we all love so well.
Mm-hmm.
But he had like a long stick that resembled a spear. It was a YouTube video at some point that
wait,
I watched.
Wait, wait, wait.
It was like kind of an adolescent moose, but it was still bigger than he was.
No, I actually just want to go back. It was a long stick that resembled a spear, but wasn't a spear.
Yes.
Because I want to hear more about this thing, because, I mean, I can just picture a stick that is...
Simply a pointed stick.
Is a spear.
It was basically a pointed stick. Yes.
So, I'm with you.
Okay. So it was a spear. We'll just call it a...
A wood-tipped spear.
Yes. A makeshift spear. We'll say that. So this adolescent moose is... He's standing in this field, and he charges at the guy with the spear... And the guy with the spear just goes, ah, and holds his spear up above his head. He holds the spear up above his head, and the moose is like, oh, crap. I didn't know you were serious. And
I was just fucking around, man.
Yeah. I was just charging for fun, whatever. And so, like, but this guy actually, the moose did, like, a couple other, like, smaller charges, but the guy just kept going, ah, and shaking the spear over his head, kind of like a sand person does. And...
They would be back and in greater numbers.
Yep. And it was just pretty amazing because the moose was totally like, whoa, okay. I'm not messing with this guy. He means business. It was just
well, if a big Scandinavian man with a spear yelled at me and in a guttural voice, possibly screaming, you know, for what's a Norse god?
Odin.
Thor. Yeah, for Odin. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to IKEA anymore.
Pee in my
anymore.
Pants right then. Right now.
Has anyone else read American Gods by Neil Gaiman?
Indeed.
Mm-mm. I'm Love rereading it. That right now, and I mean...
It is such a great book.
Reading it a second time, it's like, oh, Wednesday. I get it now.
It.
Or, well, I knew it during the story. Right. It made sense. But now it's like, oh, learning it right away. It's like that Thursday thing was a weird misnomer.
Yeah, I, that's definitely one of my favorite books. Have you read Anansi Boys as well?
I've gotten a couple chapters in, but I keep getting stopped.
No, that's a good one, too.
I'll try to finish
really
that
any
one.
Game in order. But, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, read American Gods if you need something on your list. By the way,
I have a long list already, but it's on there.
Yeah. I'm working on Game of Thrones right now.
Me too. Mm-hmm. What book are you in now?
I am in book 3 at the beginning.
Ooh, okay.
I think Emily's somewhere in 3.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She is. I'm halfway through book 2 presently.
And I don't care about the show.
I'm completely out of the loop on that entire thing. Haven't read any of the books, seen any of the shows.
That's so good. It's so good.
I like really good. Peter Dinklage and everyone else.
Yeah, I'm willing to watch anything with Dinklage in it.
Like Elf? Well, no. Actually, I take that back. I wouldn't agree with you solely based on the fact that he was an elf. And I can only watch that movie once every 5 years, maybe.
I disagree. I like that movie. And it's very hard for me at work not to answer the phone with Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
It didn't click with me. I don't know what it was. I feel like I had a Will Ferrell overdose leading up to it.
That's understandable. That's one of the first movies, at least around that time, that I actually enjoyed with him. I thought his...
Because he went like further downhill from there. Whereas he had that basketball one that I never saw.
He started doing all the sports things. And
the NASCAR one that I never saw.
I thought Buddy the Elf fit his sort of overall shouty demeanor.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rest of them I could kind of take relief.
Yeah, I can watch it. I just don't. I'm not interested. That's all. Yes. So how are we sounding, by the way, looking at time and such?
Good. I sound amazing.
Yes. We're in good
shape. Hey, look. Didn't stop from last week. Oops.
Ah, nice.
But paying attention now.
Okay.
So this is a good time to re-beverage if anyone needs to. I need something other than black velvet.
I don't understand why.
I will re-beverage.
I'm going to switch to Oberon.
Yeah, Reload. Bell's is a great brewery. Two Hearts is another great one from them that you should check out if you haven't. And, of course, we need an awesome
product. So when we move into this house, we'll be having a very large, boisterous housewarming party.
It's the best kind.
Awesome.
So can I offer anyone a beverage from the fridge?
Cool. Sure.
Now we have Harp, Smittix, and offering up the fridge. Bell's Oberon, which is what Adam's drinking. We also have Badger Hill, it's a special bitter. Holders.
Barca lounger?
Yeah, something like that. It's kind of a semicircle.
A movie chair.
A gigantic movie couch chair thing. The one I want.
I think that's a reasonable name for it.
Yeah. It has a plug-in. You can plug it into the wall, and it has heated seats.
Nice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Going all out.
So I'm going to do that and that, and then I'm going to be good to go.
Yes, and phones as well.
Done and done.
Why not? Put that right there, because I don't need that right now. What?
The Mist.
Actually, not even a real copy of The Mist. It was just used as a DVD conveyance.
Subtitles in Espanol.
What's the...
Sí, sí, bueno.
I think it was used to deliver a copy of Empire Records that was stolen from me.
Qué ridículo.
Of all movies.
How old is the house?
1985.
Nice.
1985 years old. That's old.
It's 1,985 years old.
Built by
old.
The Mayans. Has a calendar built in.
Well, it's expired by now, unfortunately.
Saved me a little bit of money that way. But
oh, I see, I see, I see.
Family-style sacrificial altar.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
For those warm, comforting, cozy...
For the holidays.
Summer, hot summer get-together...
And it's got a great fully tiled snake pit in the backyard, so it's pretty excellent. But it does have a backyard.
All the stairs are impossibly steep to climb.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Like you do with that type of architecture, because you want to be consistent with the style.
Yeah, and to keep the sun god from, you know, smiting us at any given point, we have to sacrifice children from the neighborhood on a daily basis.
I actually had to do a report on the Aztecs in fifth grade and created my diorama out of Legos.
Nice.
Because they were so similar to the building blocks used by the Aztecs.
Sweet.
But be careful, as the downstairs walk-in closet is haunted.
Mm, absolutely.
Yeah, gotta watch out for that.
The spiteful ghosts of people killed before their time.